What's up, everybody? Anton Crelli here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast, my bi-weekly show designed to help e-commerce store owners to increase their revenue, automate their operations, and become the authority in their niche. Now, today's episode is kind of a continuation from last Thursday. If you recall, that was the episode that I recorded on my, I think it was on my way to the studio we have out here just to get a few final things done before rushing home, getting on a plane, and going away for a week. We went to Cancun for a week. And like I mentioned in that episode, I was really under pressure. I was pushing myself. The night before, I always sleep. I'm not the type of person that pulls all-nighters or anything, but probably only slept for like 4 or 5 hours when usually I'm like 6.5 to 7.5. But I was under pressure. I was rushing to get things done. And you might have been wondering, if you were listening, like, why are you doing that to yourself? Like, why are you doing so many things last minute? And that's kind of the point of this episode, is that when I personally am under pressure, that is when I produce at the highest level, both in terms of output, like how much I get done. And honestly, I do think in terms of quality too, because I'm so much more focused. And this episode, what I'm going to share is kind of my strategy for getting big projects done and some ways I motivate myself. So I will say, before I just get into this, and it'll be a quick episode, but before I do that, if you're listening and you don't have problems completing big projects, because maybe you just are that self-motivated to get things done, or if you just have a strategy that works for you in terms of executing when there is a lot on your plate, then you know, this episode, you probably won't get any takeaways from, because if you have something that works, my advice is just stick with that. With that being said, with me, one thing I realized even very, very, very early on in my e-commerce and business career is that for me to actually complete the things that I know I need to do, I really do need some type of pressure. And I will say this, like in the beginning when I was first starting, for me, the pressure sometimes was just as easy as assigning a date, saying, okay, by, you know, this month, this day, this time, this project's going to be finished, because that's the deadline I'm setting for myself and I'm going to make it happen. And unfortunately for me, over time, the past decade plus, is when I set deadlines, I really, like, as it gets closer and closer, that's of course when I'll start doing more and more, you know, going back to school days, I guess. But it's just, I don't know, it's like I kind of got to a point, I think it might have been when I got more comfortable, you know, just personally after selling a bunch of businesses, that even with those dates, I would get things done by that date, but then I would still have like a list of to-dos afterwards, right? And going into the next day or the next week, I would still be kind of completing parts of the project. And I don't know, I think that's just because I didn't have any real pressure, you know, I'm not saying anything to be cocky or anything, but not like a financial pressure, or because I run my own company is not a pressure to somebody else where I had to deliver X project by Y date, because everything I do is for my own companies. So really, if I don't get something done, you know, maybe my team won't be happy because we missed a date, but it's not like I'm going to get fired or I'm going to be broke or anything like that. So just want to, you know, say that going into this too. So what I realized a few years ago, though, that helps me beyond just setting a date to really accomplish huge, huge projects in short amounts of time, is to actually pick a reward and set the date where I want something to be finished as not just having the date be then, but have the reward come on that day or the next day as well. So the reason that I finished everything pretty much last minute for this huge project, which was the brand new version of our flagship coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, which I'll talk about some of the changes in just a minute. But the reason I was able to actually finish so much and pull it off is not just because I set a date for it, but it's because I had a flight booked at whatever it was, 1 p.m., where I knew at 10:30 in the morning we had to leave for the airport, and I knew while I was there I wasn't going to be working. So that was what really drove me to get so much done. And even though this project has been in the works for months, the majority of the ideas and mini projects within the project coming together really all culminated in, I would say, the last 7 to 10 days, with the last 48 hours really being crunch time, where everything came together, went up, and was was functional as it should be. So for me, the pressure, again, a date's not good enough. I want there to be a reward, not just so I feel like, oh, I'm getting something for my work. That doesn't really work for me mentally anymore. It did when I was first starting, but more so now, I have a reward and I know that I'm basically unplugged at a certain date and certain time. So I don't have that option of what I used to do, being like, okay, well, this is the date. Yeah, the project's almost done, but tomorrow I'll do a little bit more. The next day I'll do a little bit more, and so on and so on. Instead, it's at this date, I'm gone, I'm leaving. And because of that, the project needs to be done. So if that is something that you struggle with, as far as, I don't want to say motivation, because I still feel like I'm motivated, but maybe having the drive to just complete everything that needs to be completed. And if you find yourself pushing things out, try what I do. Pick a date that you're going to finish a project, whether that be, you know, launching a new store, or whether that be even, like, there's so many different things I use this for. Just my advice is, look at your task list and set a date for X amount of tasks that you personally are maybe struggling to get done. And on that date, when you say you're going to finish, just book something. And it could be, you know, an Airbnb an hour away from where you live, or it could be a trip to another country or whatever, but choose that as a reward. But I think, in my opinion, more importantly than just as a reward, of as a time where you are basically unplugging from that project. Doesn't mean it can never be revisited in the future or anything, but have a date that project needs to be done, because your computer is basically going to be off for the next week or so. And again, that's what really works for me. So what I want to share also are some of the changes for members of my coaching program, Dropship Lifestyle, that we've been working on in the new Dropship Blueprint, which is live since last Thursday, right after I recorded that episode, that you can see now just by logging in to blueprint.dropshiplifestyle.com. So as anybody knows that's a member, the course is made up of 7 different modules, and I'll say the least amount of changes is in module 1, and that's because module 1 is about niche selection, and what we do there really hasn't changed. So module 1, you're not going to log in and be like, this is all brand new, because we still pick niches basically the same way. With that being said, I now added a module 0, and module 0 goes into things like setting up business bank accounts, forming actual companies, things like taxes. That is all now in module 0, and it's there for you step by step, country by country, state by state. You have that there. So again, then we go to module 1, niche selection, not many changes there. Module 2 is all about market research, and this is where big changes start coming into play. Because not only am I showing new tools that we use, which are our own tools that we built ourselves, that, by the way, Dropship Lifestyle members get access to for free, but I'm showing you how to use them. I'm showing you all of our new tracking sheets. I'm giving you those templates. So that is all in module 2, total overhaul there. Then we go to module 3, which is all about creating your store. Now, module 3 is where we give you the Dropship Lifestyle Shopify theme, and we have a brand new version of our theme. By the way, the theme's not on the Shopify theme store. It's only for members of the program. And the new version of the theme is almost ready, so we did not release the new version of Module 3 yet. It's coming by the end of April, once the new theme is ready to launch. That way, you get the new theme along with the new training, but that update will be there very shortly. Then we have Module 4, which is about supplier approvals and how to get approved with your suppliers. There, you're getting all new tracking sheets, all new training videos, updated scripts for what to say to get approved. So there, it's almost totally overhauled. And then moving forward, modules 5, 6, and 7, module 5 is optimizing for conversions. Module 6 is getting traffic. Those are brand new. And they're not new, they've existed before, but the trainings in them are brand new, updated, showing new apps we use, new ways we optimize for conversions, new ways we structure our Google ads, Bing ads, how we set up Microsoft advertising, how we use Facebook ads. Again, all new trainings there. And then module 7, which is all about outsourcing and automating, that the biggest changes are going to come along with module 3. Again, later this month when we have the new theme to show you how to set everything up within there. But massive updates. So if you're listening, you already have a store and you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, or even if you're listening and you're not a member yet, sign up and just go through modules 5 and 6 and learn how to get a lot more sales and a lot more buying traffic. Because again, total update updates there. And if you are listening and you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle, but you don't have a store yet, or if you're not a member and you don't have a store yet, just log into the Dropship Blueprint, go into the brand new members area, go through the course top to bottom. And even though Dropship Lifestyle was originally launched in 2013, so what is that? 8 years ago. We're now in the 9th version of the Dropship Blueprint. It keeps getting better and better and better. And the amount of, you know, work between myself and the team to bring this new version, not just up to date, but up to what we are currently doing in our businesses and learn what we have learned by teaching and mentoring people over the past 8 years is just by far the best thing we've ever created. So if you are already a customer, a member of Dropship Lifestyle, you get free updates for life. All you have to do is log into your members area and it's there for you. If you're not a member yet, go to dropshiplifestyle.com, click on e-commerce courses, get enrolled, and you will have access to the brand new Dropship Blueprint from day one. So I don't know. Hope you guys found this episode helpful. Again, if you struggle with completing either a single big project or a checklist of a bunch of stuff that's been on your plate, my advice is choose a date in the future where you're going somewhere on vacation, whether it's to Thailand for 3 weeks or to Mexico for a week or to an Airbnb an hour away for a weekend, and have that be the date that the projects will be completed. Make it a firm date, get it done. You'll have a reward for yourself and you'll have that cutoff time because that's when the computer will be unplugged while you're gone. So hope you guys found this helpful. Again, it works for me. If you're looking for some motivation and you don't have a system, try it out. Let me know how it works for you. And as always, if you got value from the podcast, please go over to Apple Podcasts, leave a review. Really appreciate those. And with that being said, I will talk to you on Monday for the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.